सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम। सो वी हैव फिनिश्ड चैप्टर 1 ऑफ दिस ब्यूटिफुल उपनिषद विच टोल्ड अस फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल हु गॉड इज, व्हाट इज गॉड, व्हाट इज ब्रह्मन, व्हाट इज दैट कॉन्शियसनेस विच इज डिवाइन, ऑल परवेडिंग, फॉर्मलेस, लिमिटलेस, एंड ऑल क्रिएशन कम्स आउट ऑफ दैट, एनिमेट एंड इनएनिमेट, ऑल एनिमल्स, बर्ड्स, प्लांट्स, fish, humans, but also trees, rivers, oceans, everything, all creation emerged from that. And one who knows this, knows not only intellectually, but subjectively knows this as his or her own nature, unties the knot of ignorance, Hridaya Granthi, the knot of ignorance, and goes beyond all sorrows. So that's what we had studied last week. Now, in the second chapter, again, they will tell a little bit about the nature of Brahman, some other qualities for us to meditate on. And then, two most beautiful mantras after the first two, the next two are the probably the most famous mantras in the Upanishads, which talk about sadhana and meditation, how to reach that Brahman, how to know that most beautiful one. I would like everybody to open chapter 2, section 2. Hansa Ben, you have that? Hansa J. This is prose, it is not chanting. Avisannihitam Guhacharam Nam
आविसन्निहितं गुहाचरं नाम
महत्पदं त्रैतत्समर्पितम्
महत्पदं तैत्र समर्पितम्
एजत् प्राणन् निमिषच्च
एजत् प्राण निमिषश्च
यदेज यथेतज्जानथ सदसद्वरेण्यम्।
यदेतज्जानथ सत्सदवरेण्यम्।
परं विज्ञानात् यद्वरिष्ठं प्रजानाम्।
परं विज्ञानाद्य परिष्ट विज्ञान्याद्वरिष्ठं प्रजानाम्।
यू कैन म्यूट। आविसन्निहितं गुहाचरं नाम महत्पदं त्रैतत् समर्पितम्। एजत् प्राणनिमिषच्च यदेतज्जानथ सदसद्वरेण्यं। परं विज्ञानात् यद्वरिष्ठं प्रजानाम्। सो सम मोर डिस्क्रिप्शंस ऑफ ब्रह्मन्। व्हाट आर द अगेन ब्रह्मन इज बियॉन्ड ऑल क्वालिटीज, बट द टीचर आउट ऑफ कंपैशन फॉर अस इज ट्राइंग टू गिव सम पॉइंटर्स which will help us in our meditation, where we should take our direction of our thoughts. So avi means bright, which illumines. Sannihita means it's the closer than anything else. Guhacharam nam, and it is said to be moving in the heart, cave of the heart. We'll talk about that. And Mahatpadam, and it is the highest abode. Tra atra etat samarpitam. Etat, this whole universe is centered around that. So that means it is the center of the entire universe, all the 14 worlds and even beyond. And what does it do? Ejat, it moves. Pranat, it breathes. Nimishat, it winks. You say Brahman doesn't do anything, then why do we say it does? We'll talk about that. Yat etat janatha, it this one, oh no, he's telling the student, you know this as what? Sat asat varenyam, gross and subtle, sat and asat varenyam, most worshipful, adorable. And param yat varishtham, it is the highest that is being adored. But vijnanat prajanam, but people cannot know it. You say, yeah, you're telling me to know, but you say it cannot be known. So in the same, at least in different mantras, if he contradicts, we understand, but in the same mantra, the rishi is contradicting himself, so the student looks a little confused. So we'll co cover that. So avihi means bright. Illumine. So when we think of bright, we think of a tube light or headlight of a car. So we think of light. And so we think of Brahman as some light. And some people in their meditation, they are said, look for a blue light. And when the blue light appears, so it is not light in the sense of light. It is light means which is consciousness, which makes us aware of everything. Illumines all, it is illumining everything. Everything that is known by me is known because of consciousness. Even the sun and the moon, which illumines everything, I know because I'm conscious. If I'm asleep or I'm in coma or unconscious, I won't know the sun and the moon. Even when I'm in a dark room, I know the darkness. So that is consciousness. And it is closer than the closest. We say, oh, body is the closest because I am the body. But in the case of consciousness, even the body becomes this body, my body. That means I'm separated from the body, like my pen, my car, my body. So the moment I say this body, that means there is somebody closer than this body. You say this mind or that intellect. So it is even closer than the body, mind, intellect. It is the illumining principle because of which body, mind, intellect functions, and because of which body, mind, intellect are known as my body, my mind, this body. So in the Keno Upanishad, it says, Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manoyat, Vachoha Vacham. So it is the ear of the ear. It is the mind of the mind. It is the speech of the speech. That means all my activities function because of this presence. And it is Sat. It is existence. And if you remove existence, suppose there is something which is existing, you remove existence, it will become non-existent. So same way, it is because of this that we are existing. And it is not only we, but even a pot exists, a computer exists, table exists because of that. And then Guhacharam, it moves in the heart. Or you say, well, Brahman, they say, doesn't move. Actually, Brahman has nowhere to move because Brahman is everywhere. But when the mind and intellect move in the heart, heart here we have covered before, is not the pumping heart, but it's where the mind and intellect meet and all the good qualities come out in that intellect. So where all the good qualities reside in the mind and intellect, there Brahman is. And it is said to move in the cave. So the example they gave is the lion also moves in the cave. So is it like a lion? So they say yes, because lion in Sanskrit is called Hari, and Bhagwan is also called Hari. So that's why it moves just as the lion moves in the cave. It's just a little side point. And it is all pervading. Atra Eitat Samarpitam, all this entire universe is surrounding this, is around it, is pervaded by it. And there are some definitions of Brahman. It is Brihatvat and Bharanat. Brihatvat means it is big. Brihat means big, and Bharanat means it pervades everywhere. It fills everything, and that's why it is called Brahman. Yeah, Bharanat means it fills everything, it pervades everything, everything is pervaded by it, and it is Brihatvat, it is the biggest. And in the scriptures, they say it is like the hub of the wheel. You know, when there is a wheel, like a cycle wheel, there is the hub in the middle, and then there are spokes. So same way, it is the center where the entire universe is like the spokes of the wheel. And then they say it moves, breathes, and winks. So what it means is that all movements happen because of it. Not only living, but even inanimate, like a river moves, the wind moves, a train moves, a car moves. So all movements happen because of this. And it breathes. When we say it breathes, that means it is alive. It is not dead. It is not something which is inert. And so that includes plants. You know, plants don't move, but plants breathe. You know, they take in carbon dioxide and give us oxygen. And of course, all other beings, animals, birds, fish, they all breathe. And when they say it winks, winks means when the intellect starts functioning, then winking happens because it is an activity of the intellect. So it moves, it breathes, and it winks means all our conscious activities happen because of that. And then nimishat cha. Cha means everything that is even not moving, like a rock, like a stone, which does not move, it does not do anything. That also, cha means everything, and everything is Brahman. And janatha, and it should be known, but not known as an object. We always say that Brahman is doing it. When the moment you say that Brahman or some Brahman, then immediately you are talking in ignorance. When you say Brahman, you have to know as I. If the moment you know Brahman as an object, you are lost. It is the subject. It is the knower because of which I am able to know. Because Brahman is everything. When Brahman is everything, then I am also Brahman. It's not that I am God and Brahman and all of you are useless. It's not like that. It means everything is Brahman. All of us are Brahman. And Sat Asat. Sat Asat means manifest and unmanifest. And That means gross and subtle. That means the body you can see, but mind and intellect you cannot see. So it is both gross and subtle. And varenya means worshipful. Varenya means that which is special. That's why, the groom is called Vara. Vara means at that moment it is his day. So it's that day, it's Varenyam. And they also, do the puja of the, groom and all. In fact, in the olden days, the one that when there was a beautiful princess of a very prominent kingdom, the king would announce that my daughter will marry. Some of them was like they had to do a test, like Arjun had to do or Bhagwan Sri Ram had to do. But some of them, there would be no test. All the grooms from the various kingdoms, the men who wanted to marry, would line in one row. And she would be walking with a varmala, and behind each man, each groom or each prince who wanted to marry was a chamcha, was a guy who will say, "Oh, my prince is the greatest. He is the this, that, he's the prince of this kingdom, and the kingdom is great, and these are his qualities." And so he would praise, and then she would go to the next one, and so she would listen to all and then pick the one that she wanted to marry, put the mala. So that's why Varenyam. So they say this is most worshipful. It should be
That's
picked
beautiful.
by us. We should choose it. That's why
Yes.
even in Kathopanishad it says this Brahman is only obtained by one who chooses it. It cannot be told by lectures, by discourses, by reading, by studying. Only by choosing it exclusively, that alone I want. And it is said, it is nirdosham hi samam brahmam. It is beyond any faults. And it is beyond our understanding. Intellect cannot know it. So when they say beyond faults, I think the time is less, so I won't go. Anything in the world has faults. So they say, what are the four faults in anything in this world? Anything. One is api, associated with pain. Whatever I have in this world initially will give me joy, may, and then gives me pain. Then it is also temporary, SAT, always temporary. It will always change. Then dependence causing, DC, it will make me dependent. So AP, then SAT, associated with temporariness, dependence causing, and dissatisfaction guaranteed, DG. So AP, SAT,
SAT,
DC, DG.
DCNG.
So dissatisfaction guaranteed. So this is Brahman. Next one, again, more description of Varshaben, you have that, number two. It is prose, it is not chanting either. First, these two mantras. Yadarchimad yanubhyo nucha.
यदर्चिमद्यदणुभ्यो अणुच
यस्मिन् लोका निहिता लोकिनश्च.
यस्मिन् लोका निहिता लोकिनश्च नश्च
तदेतदक्षरं ब्रह्म स प्राणस्तदु वाङ्मनः.
यदेतक्षरं ब्रह्मश प्राणस्तदुवाङ्मनः
तदेतत् सत्यं तदमृतं तत्वेधव्यं सोम्य विद्धि.
तदेतत् सत्त्वं तद्मृतं तद्वेद्वदव्यं सोम्य विद्धि
ओके, विल चैंट टुगेदर. यदर्चिमद्
यदर्चिमद्यदणुभ्यो
नुभ्यो नुच यस्मिन् लोका निहिता लोकिनश्च तदेतदक्षरं ब्रह्म स प्राणस्तदुवाङ्मनः तदेतत् सत्यं तदमृतं तद्वेधव्यं सोम्य विद्धि. सो इन दि लास्ट ही सेस सोम्य विद्धि. सोम्य मीन्स ओ चाइल्ड, ओ यंग, my dear student, very lovingly. This is a loving word. Vidhi means penetrate. So it's not vidhi as in know. Vidhi is also comes as know. With is to know, but here it is not Veda to know, but Veda to penetrate. So penetrate, he says. So what is this that you should penetrate? Yadarchimat, it is self-luminous. Anucha, it is subtler than the subtlest, smaller than the smallest. And yasmin loka nihita lokinascha, and all the worlds, loka and lokina, and the people occupying the world. So jagat and jiva, they are nihita, they are stationed or seated in this. That means all of us, not only beings, but also this inanimate world of mountains, rocks, stones, rivers, everything is in that Brahman. And tadetad aksharam, and it is imperishable, immutable, never changes, never dies. Brahma, and Brahman is prana, vak, manaha. It is breath, it is speech, and it is mind. And that etat satyam, this alone is the truth. It is amritam, it is immortal. That vedavyam, it is to be penetrated. So why he is saying penetrated, the next two mantras will explain. So our self-luminous, we already talked about in the last one. Anubhyo anucha, it is smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest, subtler than the subtlest. That means subtler means that even the atom, the subatomic particles, quarks, all that, it is subtler even than those. Smaller, it is smaller than the small. But it is not something tiny in somewhere in the middle of the heart. We think, oh, it is in the heart. It is bigger than the biggest. It is even bigger than space. Even space occupies a very small part of that. It is that much beyond space. So anoraniyam mahato mariyam means it is smaller than the smallest. It is bigger than the biggest. And it is subtle, and as we said, it is the abode of jiva and jagat. So an animate and inanimate, living and non-living beings. And cha again, when it comes, that means and anything else that we have left out, and everything is that. And it is aksharam. We talked about imperishable, na jayate, mriyate, va kadachit. Bhagwan in the Bhagavad Gita says it is neither born nor perishes. That is Atma, that is Brahman. And it is prana. Prana, we all know, the breath and the physiological function. It is speech and it is mind. You say, now, teacher, please make up your mind. First, in the earlier mantra, you said it is free of mind. It has, it has no mind, it has no speech, it has no breath. Then you are saying all mind, breath, speech come out of it. And third, you are saying it is all. So they say, when as far as Vedanta is concerned, there are different schools of philosophy, and Vedanta has no problem with any. If you say it is free of all, that is fine. If you say it is all, that's fine. If you say everything comes out of it, that is fine. Actually, none of it is real. Brahman alone is real. The speech, mind, pranas are all illusory manifestations. So you can say the snake is moving, or the snake is not moving, or the snake came out of the rope, or the rope became the snake. You may say all those things. When you see the snake, different people will say different things. But in reality, there is no snake. So that is the understanding. And it is satyam, it is the truth, it is ever present. Amritam, we talked about, it is immortal. And Vedavyam, Somya, Vidhi, it is to be penetrated. Penetrated how? By the mind, which is absorbed in it. And the mind that is absorbed in this is what they mean by penetrate. And the next two mantras, as I said, are probably the most famous mantras among all the Upanishads. Gurudev says that there is no other two mantras that have so much clarity as far as sadhana is concerned. So, Harsha Ben, you have this? नंबर थ्री,
यस
धनुर्गृहीत्वोपनिषदम्
धनुर्गृहीत्वोपनिषदं महासत्रम्।
शरं युपासा निशितं सन्धयीत।
सरं ह्युपास निशितं सन्ध्यति।
आयं यतद्भावगतेन चेतसा।
आयं तदेभाव गतेन चेतसा।
लक्ष्यं तदेवाक्षरं सौम्य विद्धि।
लक्ष्य तदेवाश्रम सौम्य विद्धि।
यू कैन म्यूट। धनुर्गृहीत्वोपनिषदम् शरं युपासा निशितं सन्धयीत। आयं यतद्भावगतेन चेतसा। लक्ष्यं तदेवाक्षरं सौम्य विद्धि। गुलशन जी, यू हैव दिस वन, यू कैन अनम्यूट। यू हैव दिस मंत्र बुक। ओके, यू कैन पुट ऑन योर कैमरा। प्रणवो धनुशरो ह्य आत्मा, प्रणवो धनु शरो हयात्मा,
ब्रह्म तल्लक्ष्यमुच्यते
ब्रह्म तल्लक्ष्यम मुच्यते,
अप्रमतेन वेदव्यम्।
अब्रह्म तेन वेद्यम
सर्वतन्मयो भवेत्।
सर्वतन्मयो भवेत्।
यू कैन म्यूट। विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर।
प्रणवो
प्रणवो धनुशरो ह्य आत्मा, ब्रह्म तल्लक्ष्यमुच्यते, अप्रमत्तेन वेदव्यम्, शरवत्तन्मयो भवेत्। ब्यूटिफुल, ब्यूटिफुल एग्जाम्पल। नो बेटर एग्जाम्पल कैन बी फाउंड हाउ टू रीच ब्रह्मन, हाउ टू। सो दे हैव गिवन द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ बो एंड एरो। See, so this Rishi must have some knowledge of archery, interest in archery. So these two mantras talk about bow and arrow and how you shoot the bow and arrow and what is your target. So in the mantra number three, Dhanur Grihitva, having held or having taken bow, where does the bow come from? Upanishadam comes from the Upanishads. So, what kind of bow comes from the Upanishad? It is Mahastram. It is a great weapon. That is the bow. And Sharam means arrow. What is the arrow? Upasa Nishitam, sharpened by Upasana. So, the arrow sharpened by Upasana, Sandhayita, meditate upon it. So, meditate upon the bow from the Upanishads and the arrow, which is sharpened by Upasana. See, all this makes no sense to us. That's why we need somebody like Puja Gurudev or some teacher to interpret for us. Otherwise, we'll be completely lost. And then it says, Ayamya means meditate. No, Sandhayit means meditate. Ayamya means having drawn, having pulled this arrow. How? Tat bhavagatena chetasa, a mind that is fixed on Brahman. And Lakshyam, and that is the target, Tad Eva Aksharam, that is the immortal Brahman, Somya Vidhi. Oh, my dear boy, know this and penetrate Brahman. And then Pranavo Dhanu. So, what is the bow? So, you said where the bow comes from the Upanishads? It is Pranava, it is Om. Make Om the bow. And Shara, he Atma, make arrow is Atma. Atma does not mean consciousness. Atma here means Jivatma, the individual, the Jiva, the individual, the ego, the I. So make yourself the arrow and make Om the bow. And Brahma Tat Lakshya Muchyate. And Brahman should be your goal. You should shoot at Brahman.
And what should you do? Apramatena Vedavyam. You should penetrate Vedavyam. It should be penetrated. Apramatenyam is with full attention. It should be done. And then Sharavat Tat Mayo Bhavet. Just as the arrow, when it hits the target, you know, if it's a made of target, if it's made of like, you know, this, what do you call this, cork. And when the arrow hits, it penetrates, becomes one with that. So arrow of this jiva should become one with Brahman. So Gurudev says there is nowhere in the literature you find poetry and philosophy combined so beautifully. And it's the most striking example of what is sadhana, what are the techniques, and what is the goal. So as we said, Upanishad means it's from Upanishads and it is Om. And we'll talk a little bit later about what is the meaning of Om and what are its attributes. And its Om should be chanted Dirgham, slow and long. Om, like that. Not Om, 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 not like that. And Om Upasana is there in the Kathopanishad. It is there in Prashna Upanishad, in Mandukya. A great portion of Mandukya Upanishad talks about Om. And they say pull. Now, you know, pull, pull. Upasa. So, sharam hi upasa. The arrow of upasana, sharpened by upasana. So, what it means is that, and it says it should be pulled. I am ya, having pulled. So, they say, when you say having pulled, what it means is that when you meditate, you know, you see God everywhere, but in your meditation, you go inward, right? You find God inside. So same way, when you are pulling the arrow, even though the arrow is supposed to go outside, the pressure is all inside, you know, inward. So same way, the attention of the meditator should be inward, and it should be sharpened by upasana. Now, what is upasana? We say, well, I know upasana is worshipping God. So, and God is Ashtamurti, you know, air, space, fire, water, earth, mind, intellect, and ego. So space, air, fire, water, earth, mind, intellect, and ego. So these eight constitute this whole world. So this world that is available to us is made of eight. That's why Bhagwan is said to be Ashtamurti, eight forms. But it is even beyond that. And how do we know that? Because say I ask somebody, which God do you worship? You say, I worship Bhagwan Krishna or Lord Shiva or Mother Durga. That is the name and form of God. Actually, you worship only one God. One is say, I'm a Krishna Bhakta, I'm a Vishnu Bhakta, I don't like Shaivites. But all of us are actually worshiping only one God. The name and form is maybe different. Bhagwan Shri Krishna is different from Mother Saraswati, from Bhagwan Shiva, and so on. But their essence is one. Actually, you are worshiping that one essence. Through the name and form, you go to that which is beyond name and form. So don't limit Bhagwan only to this form of Krishna playing the flute or Lord Shiva in meditation, but shift your attention to the essence. And Bhagwan in the Bhagavad Gita, he clearly shows it that, you know, in the 11th chapter, that in him is this entire universe, all the 14 worlds, past, present, and future. That means this. The Bhagavan says, I am not only this form, but I am the formless entity. I am the substratum of this entire universe. So it is like you are entering a hall and there are multiple doors. So one is north door, east door, west door, south door. In which door are you going? I'm going from north. I'm going from south. Yeah, but you are entering the same hall. So same way, there is only one God, but the confusion comes when we say my God, your God, and then the different religions, you know, Christianity and Islam and Buddhism, They all say, my God is different from yours. There is only one God, whether you worship in the temple or the church or the mosque. And why Om is chosen, you know, why not a name and form? Because with name and form, you're still stuck on the attributes. You think of, oh, how beautiful my Bhagwan Shri Krishna looks, how beautiful is his flute, how melodious. So your attention goes on the name and form, but Om has no name and form. Om is just the sound, you know, Om is the Shabda Brahman. So it is without attributes, it is the closest to Brahman among all the visible, all the forms that we can see or hear. And it has the minimum attributes. And Om has three. A, U, Ma. A, U becomes O, and then Ma. Om is A, U, Ma. So A represents the gross world. U represents the subtle world, and Ma represents the causal world. So this gross body, A, mind and intellect is U, and Ma is the vasanas, the causal body, gross, subtle, and causal. And then after you chant Om, then comes silence. That is called Amatra. So the sound, just as the sound comes out of silence and merges back into silence, so same way, it is the silence in which this whole universe emerges from that. So they say Amatra, the fourth one, is Chaturtham Manyante in Mandukya Upanishad. It says, so they say when you're chanting Om, pay attention to the sound and then become quiet and give a gap and pay attention to the gap. That is where God resides. They say God is residing in the gap between leaves, in the gap between thoughts, in the gap between words. So a mantra is the one that is called Chaturtham Manyante. Actually, that the fourth alone exists. A, U, Ma are just appearances upon that silence, upon that Brahman, the consciousness. That's why in Mandukya Upanishad also it says, the fourth alone exists. All the other three are illusory. So same way, Brahman alone exists. This gross world of objects, this subtle world of thoughts, and the causal world of vasanas are all superimposition. So, but our attention in the world is always on thoughts, on things, on beings, on desires. But they say shift your attention from the thoughts, the objects, the desires, to what is the origin of the thoughts? Where did these thoughts come from? Where do these words come from? So attention should always be on that silence. And that's why they say through at the end of the day or sometime during the day, set aside some time just to sit in silence and do nothing. You know, maybe before you go to bed or sometime 15, 20 minutes, just sit and breathe and pay attention to the breath. You can chant Om or pay attention to the silence from which all this arises. And that is a very beautiful way to quieten the mind before going to bed. So then they say it should, you should penetrate the center of this Brahman. So penetrating the center reminds me of a story. So there was this archery competition. And there were two guys shooting, and one guy, both were new, and one guy shot, and he was shooting, and they were in two separate rooms. And every time his arrow would go here, there, never go in the circle, never go to the center. So he goes to the other room, and this guy, every of his arrow is exactly in the center of the circle. He said, how could you do that? None of mine were outside. He said, it's very simple. I shoot the arrow first, and then draw a circle around it. So not like that. Idea is that the arrow should go to the center of the circle. And what kind of arrow? What kind of, that should be a purified mind. My mind, which is pure, which has done upasana, which has worshipped the Lord. And apramatena, without trembling. See, like an arrow, if you're holding the arrow and if your hand is trembling, definitely, you know, it won't go. It will go here and there, everywhere. So hand has to be steady. So same way, mind has to be steady, you know, and pramada means inadvertenceness, carelessness, you know. But no, meditation cannot be done carelessly. It should be done, taken seriously, with full attention. So just as you pull the arrow and with full attention, you are looking at the target and shooting, only then it will hit. So same way with mind should be not trembling, should not be running around here and there, should be focused on the target, which is Brahman, that is within. And what makes the mind tremble? So there are two things which make the mind tremble. One is objects of the world. I get attached to things. So outer things make the mind wander, make the mind run around, and all that. So that is, other is the inner attachments, inner vanities, inner confusions. So mind either can be, you know, distorted from outside, from the senses, or from inside. We have, even if you are not hearing, smelling, tasting, touching anything, your mind inside, we have enough things to get our mind agitated, confused, moving around. So mind has to be free of both. And with full attention, you sit for meditation, you pull, means you turn the direction inward as you pull the arrow, you focus the mind on the Brahman, and then Brahman, that is me, that is my true nature. And then when you release the arrow, how the arrow goes into the target, so my mind should become one with Brahman. I should not think Brahman is separate, Brahman is something. But the mind at this moment, our mind is so much running into the world that we don't have time to pay attention to God. We say, you know, I have so many other things I have to do, you know, so many things, and I have to know God. So you cannot know that. The Arjuna story, everybody knows, where Dronacharya asked all the Pandavas and Kauravas to shoot. There was that wooden bird in the tree, and he said, I want you to shoot the eye. And then he asked everybody, what do you see? And somebody said, I see the tree, and I see the leaves, and I see the sky, and I see the tree. He said, you can't shoot, you can't shoot. Everybody, all the Pandavas, Kauravas, they all came, and he didn't allow anybody to shoot, because they said, then he said, they started seeing more. I see the sun, I see the sky. And he said, oh, get out of here. Then he calls Arjun, and Arjun says, he asked him, what do you see? He says, I only see the eye of the bird. I don't see anything else. He said, you are qualified to shoot. So at that moment of meditation, our attention should only be on Brahman, on nothing else. And if it wanders, it may happen, bring it back, focus it, and center it. And ultimate, that's why Arjuna said, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, pramati balva dridham. Oh, Bhagwan Krishna, he says in the sixth chapter, he tells Bhagwan, that what you are telling about this path of meditation, I think it is not practical. I don't think it is something that can be easily achieved. I don't think it is possible. Why? Because the mind is restless. The mind is very strong. It holds on to other things and doesn't want to give up. I'm sitting for meditation and I'm already thinking, what am I going to have for breakfast after meditation? Or you know, this person said this to me yesterday. When I meet her, I'm going to, you know, tell her two. She said one, I'll tell her two. So our mind is all the time thinking of objects, people, what I'm going to do, what I did, what happened yesterday. So they say, stay in the now, stay in the present, and full attention should be inward. And then you reach that state of Aham Brahmasmi, where this Jivatma and Paramatma become one. And I am not, even now we are one. We are not separate from God. But what is the distance? Why we think it is distance? Because of ignorance. So the distance is because of ignorance. Actually, there is no distance. भगवान सेज आई एम विथ यू. यू नो कबीरदास जी सेज मोह कहाँ मोके मोको कहाँ ढूंढे रे बंदे, मैं तो तेरे साथ में. आई एम राइट विद यू. ही सेज ना मैं मस्जिद ना मैं मंदिर ना काबे कैलाश में. आई एम नॉट इन द टेम्पल आई एम नॉट इन द मॉस्क आई एम राइट विद यू. ढूंढे तो तुरंत ही मिला हूँ. यू सर्च फॉर मी एंड ही सेज कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो, मैं सब सांसों की सांस में. He says, I am the breath of your breath. I am the mind. Kabir Das Ji, how much Vedanta in that one verse? You know, the entire Upanishad, all his dohas were like that. The essence of the Upanishad is given here. He says, do not look for me outside. I am within you. I am the breath. I am the mind of your mind. And so what we have to do is, with these two mantras, when we sit for meditation, first of all, we should do some upasana, you know, not during meditation, but beforehand, some prayers, some time to connect with God, spend some time with God. Even if you cannot do formal prayers, just sit down and talk to Bhagwan, be with Bhagwan, and then make that mind sharp, and then shift, and the knowledge of Om. Chanting Om is very good. You can chant Om, or you can even chant in Om Namah Shivaya, or you know, like that, whatever. But Om is very, Om again has no form, and then make that the bow and shift your mind's attention inward, and ultimately the mind should disappear in this knowledge of Brahman. As long as the mind is there independent, then you are still. But it is good if you are sitting for meditation, even if your mind becomes quiet for a short while, you have flashes of, you know, these things happening, that's very good. But ultimately, the masters say that with sadhana, ultimately the difference becomes less and less. And ultimately, in a realized master, the mind becomes one with the self. So beautiful. So this you can use in your meditation, that using Om, I'm shooting the arrow of my mind inward to Brahman, and it should become one with Brahman. And again, the mind should not tremble, and there should be no pramad. There should be no confusion, no laziness, no inadvertence. With full attention, this should be done. These are beautiful mantras. I would suggest everybody to read Gurudev's commentary. And if you can, at least memorize mantra number 4. That's a very simple one to memorize. I would recommend everybody to memorize that and use that. Pranavo dhanu sharoyatma brahmatar laksham uchyate apramatena vedavyam sharvat tan mayo bhavet. It's the most, most beautiful. These are so powerful mantras, you know, to cover it. It's actually Gurudev says all great masters and teachers always will quote this mantras. Yeah, Neeru, what? I'm sorry.
No, I said that you said the steady mind, the water, you know, they say if the water is steady and also clear,
right,
then you can see the bed clearly. The same way the consciousness is there. If your mind is pure and steady, then it automatically shines. You don't have to do anything. It just shines forth.
Right.
So
right.
That is,
yeah,
that's what they say. No, that's all up to there is your karma. After that, it happens. If you get sucked in. So that is what it means.
Right. Yeah, that's why they start with Brahman is shining, luminous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Chaitanya Roop and it's...
Yeah, absolutely. It is Chaitanya. It is consciousness. That is Brahman. And it is always there. It is just our ignorance. We say, oh, where is God? I don't see God. Who is God? What is God? It's so difficult. People always say, oh, why is it so difficult? Difficult, we make it difficult, you know, by all our vasanas, our ignorance, all that. It is simple for a person whose mind is quiet and turned inwards. Thank you. Anything else? Anybody has any comments or questions?
10 minutes.
We have about 5-10 minutes. Joyce, you have question? You can unmute.
Yes. I don't have a question. I just want to say that I learned so much in this section. Even when you think you know a lot, I was something new here about meditation. So important for me. And you emphasize this for me, and I'm sure for everyone else, that the importance of Om and just centering into that self always in that peace. And I didn't get that when I was reading this so much, but you brought it home to me. I'm going to reread everything and study it more. Thank
Yes.
you.
Thank you. Yeah, Gurudev has given quite a few, several pages on this, two or three pages. But there are so many commentaries. So many people have written commentaries. And I said, a lot of teachers always use these mantras when they talk about meditation or when they talk about sadhana. What are the spiritual, spiritual activities that we should do to reach that, so that. Yeah, please think about it, contemplate upon it. And I said, memorize mantra number four and then try to apply that in your meditation. You can still meditate on, say, a form of God or whatever your method of meditation. You don't have to change, but just shift your attention and do everything to quieten the mind. That's why before we start meditation, we say, sit erect, watch your breath, or we do some simple pranayama, anulom-vilom, and then we relax the body. So all these things are done to quieten the mind. And when the mind is quiet, then you shift your attention. So the first few minutes of meditation are spent in quietening the mind. And then once the mind becomes quiet, then what you do with the quiet mind is explained in these two mantras. And then the qualities of Brahman are again mentioned again and again to show us that everything is Brahman. And where we can find it. All these mantras are pointers, just as the finger points to the moon. Finger is not the moon. Same way, these mantras are not Brahman, but they point to Brahman. Okay, we can end here. And then next week we'll continue the sadhanas and few other things, and again about what is Brahman. And then there are some more sadhanas given. Actually, this Upanishad has a lot of sadhanas techniques, very simple, very practical techniques that we can practice. So we'll continue next week. Thank you. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ थैंक यू। हरि ओम्।